The following is a CSPN Media podcast presentation.
Pull, drink, headshot, sit down, stand up, drink, pass out, drink, wake up, drink, baby, drink, wake up, drink, baby, drink, pull, drink, headshot, sit down, stand up, drink, pass out, drink, wake up, drink, baby, drink.
Hey, 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 what's up, what's up? I hope you recognize the voice. If you don't, it is I, your player partner, your first cousin, or your second auntie, so, so lovely, a.k.a. Thicky Valancourt, a.k.a. Vanessa Williams, and I am joined by my amazing co-host, D'Asia Ali. Say what's up, D.
What's up? What's up? How y'all doing?
And you are now tuned in to the Bad and Boozy podcast for all things Sophisticated Ratchet liquor related, specializing in wine. And yeah, I don't know what else. I don't know. It's been a week.
It's been a week, man.
It's been a whole week since you have heard our voice. Maybe it's been a little longer if you are one of those who like to binge. So welcome back if you are new to the podcast, because we did see a bump in the numbers. Welcome.
We did.
Shalom.
Welcome.
L'chaim. Guten Tag. All that good stuff. Bienvenidos. We're happy to have you. We're glad you found us. Stick around for the ride because it's going to be lit. And we like to start the show off by uncorking, which is the part of the show where we let you know what's been going on with our own individual lives before we get into the actual wine shenanigans. I'm already over a half a bottle in. I apologize. So,
oh, we've been drinking.
We've been drinking. So, D'Asia, what have you been up to?
Probably the biggest thing I've been up to since we last recorded, as I mentioned, I was headed to my alma mater for homecoming. Good old HBCU. I went to Virginia Union University in Richmond. I haven't been to homecoming in maybe 3 years or whatever, like, because of my race and some other stuff I hadn't been down. So when niggas was like, when I realized I was going to be available this year, I was like, oh, I'm going down, hang out with my college roommate and see a bunch of my other friends, get some liquor, hang out. And the one thing I love about going to a smaller HBCU is I went in 2002. So a lot of these people I was hanging with, I legit known for like a whole 16 years. And I'm like, so it's like a family reunion. Like, how you doing? Or whatever. Okay. And then it's just like, everybody's tailgating on the yard. Since it's a small campus, it's like, you can, even if you're not in the football game, you can hear the score. You can hear our little panther growling. And I just want to give I don't even care that much about football. But
what happened?
No, hold up. Listen, the reason why I'm acknowledging, because I do, you know, I fucks with football as far as my school, but you know, I don't fuck with the NFL. But I went to the games and all that when I was in school, but I wasn't hauling pants into the game. Walked past the motherfucking scoreboard, bitch, and we beat Bowie 90-0.
Whoa,
my nigga. I was like, I looked at the screen like, what? Why they didn't stop this game? So, and shout out to the homie. I don't even know if he listened to the show, but one of our online friends was in my inbox. Your alma mater didn't even have to do us like that. I didn't even know he went to Bowie. Y'all didn't have to do us like that. But yeah, doing that, being on the yard, I just filled my flask up before we got on the yard. I'm not in a sorority, but I got a bunch of friends in sororities and fraternities. So going to their plots and everybody else who cooking out and giving you drinks and whatever on campus, I'm like, oh, this is fun. And so I had a really good time. I ain't get laid, but you know, shit be happening.
Hey.
But I had a good
I didn't either.
Life be life. And that was like the Saturday on the yard. Then like Sunday I met some other friends for brunch, and then I went to one of the beers. If y'all remember some episodes back when I reviewed the Hardywood Peach Triple or something like that, the beer that I got from Trader Joe's.
Mm-hmm.
The brewery is in Richmond. So Sunday when I was in Richmond, I went to the brewery for a tasting and tasted a bunch of the other options, and that was really cute. So I saw
your snaps.
It was really good. So I saw some other stuff that I might want to get. I might try to get back for the winter because they got the seasonal like ginger snap one that's like limited edition. I might either try to get it or get my homies in Richmond to be like, can y'all get in line and get it? Because it's like limited release. So it was really good. I tasted a couple really good beers there. My one friend does like some like a subscription, so he was like drinking fancy bourbon at her house. Ooh. So needless to say, by the time I got home, because we had a long weekend because I'm a federal employee, so I was off for Columbus that day, whatever. I was off for the national day off, whatever. So then I went to it was my first time going to one of those movie theaters where you can like order dinner and wine and stuff.
Yes.
So, yeah. Yeah. So I know LA they exist, experience. But y'all know I don't go to the, like they exist around here, but I don't go to the movies. So that's like my one time going to the movies. I went to see A Star Is Born, but it was at the Cinema Bistro, and I was like, oh, they got wine or whatever. But by the time I got home, I was just like, I done had all the good food and all the drinks, but I had a really good time. So that's all the shenanigans I've been up to. And I'm just looking forward to more. Like, literally after we record tonight, tomorrow morning, I'm headed to New York. So next episode, I'll tell you about that.
Yes. Yes! My Oprah voice. I'm here for all of it.
But yeah, shout out to all the HBCUs and the homecoming. Whatever. I love it.
Hey, nothing wrong with that. You know, I'm in California, so there are no HBCUs. I went to Cal State LA, so I don't really go to their homecoming things. Anything homecoming related would be the turkey tussle, which is between two high schools out here in Pasadena, and they actually play that game in the Rose Bowl.
Okay.
But I didn't go to either one of those schools, so I really don't have a dog in the fight, and I've only been to one turkey tussle, so I don't be getting down like that. But this week, I actually peopled y'all. Y'all know I hate people. But I hit up my girlfriend, who I hadn't seen in a while. And like Dee said, it was a long weekend. I, too, had a four-day weekend because I am a government employee. So we were trying to coordinate, as some of y'all black folks like to say, even though it's coordinate. Try to coordinate this weekend for getting together. And we finally got together on Monday night. And we went to a little watering hole around the corner from my house. I actually walked there, y'all. That tells you how close it is, because the bitch don't be walking at night because it get dark as fuck over here. I don't care if I live around the corner from a sheriff station. It gets dark, and there are some transients that like to hang out around here. So walked over there. We went and when I went there, I was like, maybe I'll get some wine. But then I was like, I was like, I don't know what I want to get. Because it wasn't your typical bar. When I go out to bars, which I don't do
like
often,
a dive bar?
It was like a dive bar. So I really was like confused as what I should order and what was good. And the last time I went there.
You got to lower your standards for what's good at a dive bar.
Ooh, okay, so I have mentioned on the show about sometime last year where I got drunk and I went to Denny's and I threw up approximately 4 times at the table.
Yes, you did mention that.
This was the bar that I went to before.
Oh. Did you have flashbacks?
But here's the thing. Most of my drinking actually didn't occur at that bar. It occurred after that. So, but this is the same friend that I was with, mine.
Sensories.
Every time I'm with this friend, something like that happens. Some fuckery happens. She's my older friend. I love her. She used to be a customer of mine when I used to work in finance. And so we just clicked and we've been friends for, over 10 years now. So we met and we had some drinks and then, another one of her friends came that I knew, that I met through her, came through, and we were just hanging out. And it was funny because somebody that I actually worked in finance with was at the bar. And I saw him, and, I bump into him every now and then over the last few years. And he typically works in the nonprofit sector. And it was funny because when I first saw him, I was like, hey, how you doing? Blah, blah, blah. Are you still, you know, doing the nonprofit thing? He was like, oh, no, I'm at a place in my career where, you know, I don't want to charge for those type of services that I'm for that. I want to donate my services. I was like, okay. And then he started talking about something else. And I was like, okay, so what are you doing now? He was like, oh, well, you know, I give my time. And, you know, I have one podcast and I talk about politics, blah, blah, blah. And I'm in the process of developing another podcast, yeah, yeah, yeah. And the whole time he's talking, I'm thinking, this nigga ain't got no job. Because if he had a job, he would have said what the fuck he did. Because I asked him twice. He talk about everything else but what the fuck he does for a living. So he ain't got no job. Okay. That's all you had to say. You ain't
niggas
working.
Can't just say they ain't got no.
You know what? I'm in between jobs.
But I'm working on these passion projects.
I'm self-employed. You know, didn't come out to say it. I'm like, why? I was in my whole head. I'm just thinking, this Tommy nigga ain't got no job.
He ain't got
no. Man, so finally, when he finally walked away, because he was like lingering for like a good 15 minutes after we were like done. And he finally walked away, and I turned to my homegirl. I was like, so he ain't got no job, right? Or is it just me? She was like, no, he ain't working.
y'all ain't got to be embarrassed if you ain't got no job.
Nah, yeah, so you really don't, but...
Especially when it's due to no fault of your own. Like, yeah, if you just... Whatever. It was just like economy, whatever.
Yeah, you really don't. But what was funny is while I was there, I realized why I don't go to that bar, because I saw at least 7 people that I knew. And I was like, yeah, this ain't the spot for me. I can't. It's too close to my house. I know people that know my ex. I don't want to do it. So, I mean, that's just the reason why I've only been here a handful of times. So, yeah, I just, you know, hung out with my girlfriend. We talked a little bit. And it was funny. She asked me about my boyfriend. She was like, so when am I going to meet this guy?
This will be happening where you be peopling.
I was like, huh? I was like, what do you mean? She was like, I was like, what do you mean? Like, go out to dinner? She was like, oh, no, no. I got questions. I was like, oh, damn.
People still doing that? Really, like the
right,
the significant other's friend?
Right. So I texted him. I was like, oh, my homegirl got questions. I guess she wants to know, like, what are your intentions, all this stuff. So it's funny to me, because literally I was with the same person for 13 years. So having to go through this process again is interesting at 36 compared to at 21. It's very interesting. That's why, like I was telling you off the air, I really appreciate that episode of Mama Meets World this week, because it is different getting back out there after having been booed up for so long. It's a whole new world, a new fantastic point of view. It's all of that.
I love that song.
Nigga, I said the other day on Twitter, I was like,
I saw you say it.
Hey, Peabo Bryson got the best Disney song, Fight Me. Or Fight Your Mama. I don't care. I don't be knowing, but I was inclined to agree. Nigga, ain't no song fading the whole new world. I don't care. It ain't Can You Feel the Love Tonight. It ain't Be Prepared. It ain't that song from Mulan that people like to quote. It
well, what song I do, from Hercules. I do like, I gotta find me a boo that just wanna sit here and watch, like, listen to Disney songs, because that's one thing I do like.
Oh.
That I do be knowing. I be knowing the Disney song.
I might not know
the regular music, but I know the Disney
Man,
song.
I will admit, The Lion King is my favorite soundtrack. However, the best
I don't
Disney
know no new ones,
so
though.
On I don't be knowing them either. I mean, You Got a Friend, that's like the newest song I know. That's from Toy Story, but that ain't new.
It's a classic.
Don't
let me do the whole Sebastian Under the Sea out this bitch. I'm doing
Man.
The whole thing.
Sidebar, I hate Sebastian, the Little Mermaid. Let me just throw that out.
Oh, the story is selfish, right? The story is horrible. I actually, like, even though I love Disney, like, I won't say I love Disney movies. It's just songs that's just kind of nostalgic. But princess movies, I prefer not to show them to my niece and god kids or whatever. Or if I show them to them, I prefer to, like, tell them it's a cautionary tale, because you're not about to have my niece thinking you're supposed to be some, like, mermaid. You trying to change yourself to be with this nigga. Who, like, no, you don't do that shit to be no man or Beauty and the Beast.
You're supposed to lose your voice to be with a nigga? We ain't doing it.
Yeah. To be with some mediocre white man? Like, no, you're not doing that. And then Belle from Beauty and the Beast. No, bro, I'm telling my... You can watch him, but I bet you I'll be nerve-rating it a whole different way. My niece be going home like, Daddy, that's not what Andre said.
Hey, but Be Our Guest is up there. Be Our Guest is in the top five Disney songs.
Yeah, I like the songs and the music. That's fine. Overall story, I'm like, mm-mm. Teaching the little boys that they supposed to chase after the girls. And that's not how I'm supposed to do.
We could do a whole episode about them sizing and Disney movies, but we're not going to do that. That's not what this is about. But yeah, my friends wanted me. I can't use his nickname that I gave him on episode one because he will kill me. But yes, I cannot. The friends want to meet the boo, and I'm actually very nervous about this because my mom has been asking about this too. So.
No, your mom probably shouldn't be.
My mom refers to him by his first name, which is very weird.
Cause why? What the fuck else would she call him?
My little friend.
But that's how you know she's serious, because she said, "No, I want to meet." Yeah. If it's your little friend, she's still dismissing him.
Oh no, she saw Saint. She's like, so is XYZ coming for the holidays?
It's like, no, we're serious. Yes.
She's like, is XYZ coming for the holidays? I'm like, I don't think so, Mom. He got his own family. I don't think that's going to happen. But you'll meet him one day. So, yeah, I peopled after the bar. She actually drove me home and we sat in front of the car, in front of the house in the car, and we talked for like a good half an hour. So we're planning another little outing. I have some other things peppered here and there that I'm supposed to do with some friends, birthday parties, things of that nature that I'm looking forward to. My daughter had a performance and she killed it. Other than that, it's just been a regular week, except for today. I was at work by myself, which I love. Because I'm still the type of employee that likes to be productive, but when I'm by myself on a Friday, nigga, please. I wasn't doing shit. Nope. Twitter, my timeline was popping, so I made sure I participated. But I did all of the work that I had assigned to me and then some, so that when my boss does come back on Tuesday, because she's off on Mondays, I would have handled my business. So it's all to the good. Can't nobody say I wasn't doing my shit. Did nobody come over to my section and ask me for nothing? I answered phone calls. I responded to emails. I was working. I was productive. So what more do you want from me?
Me, no. Oh, my God. That nigga hit the ugly.
Oh, this wine is dry, but I'll save that for the review. But, yeah, man, that basically... sums up how my week went. I was full of working and adulting and peopling, and I enjoyed it. But yeah, I can't wait till Monday because the bitch gets paid.
Hey,
shout out to paychecks, man. I be needing that.
Not shout out to paychecks.
No, I saw a tweet today, and it was like, what's the craziest thing you've done for money? And it was basically like, pimp yourself out, be a whore for your job. Like, I'm like, for real, that is crazy.
That is like, I go up in this place like every day and be like, hey, can you give me some money in 2 weeks or 1 week, whatever it is.
Bruh, and if you start work in between pay periods, you don't get paid for 3 weeks. Are you kidding?
Yeah. It'd be like, you gotta work a week and a... Well, I remember before I really understood what that meant, and I would hear the grown-up say, you gotta work a week and a whole or time and a half. Or I'd be like, what? So you gotta wait an extra one.
If I worked, pay me. This is why my mom gets paid every week. I'm like...
I used to get paid every week at my first job.
I'm like, how? How?
Yeah, so like my first full-time job, I got paid every week. So my current job, I mean, I've been doing it for 8 years now, but it was a little, it's whatever you're used to, I guess, because I had to get used to getting paid every 2 weeks versus every week. So, Okay. I used to be like, oh, the money ain't coming every Friday. I got to make this stretch. Man. But it's easy to adjust to once you get used to it.
My first job, I worked for a year, and I got paid every week. It was temporary. And then I went from there to working for Nordstrom, and I worked there for literally 3 whole months. And then I was out.
And I don't have none of those small jobs.
I did very well, but it came to holiday season. And for holiday season, they wanted us to park at the zoo and take a shuttle to work. And because I was either an opener or a closer, I would have to get to work extra early or leave work extra late. And I wasn't about that life. So I quit. And my mom said she would take care of me. But then, like, February came and she was like, oh, so when are you going to get a job? I was like, what? You said you was going to take care of me. Like, what? So then I wound up working in a restaurant. And I got paid every 2 weeks, but because I was a server, I got money every day. So
I've never been a server.
Nigga.
I've never been a server. I never worked in any fast food.
That was the craziest transition, because going from always having money, like, I could blow my whole day. I could spend all my money and know I would turn around and work the next day and make more money. Like,
that's probably a good thing.
It was. But then when I had to transition from that job to, like, a real job with benefits and I only got paid every 2 weeks, nigga, what budget? Excuse me? Oh, man, I was fucked up for a few months. Like, because I was used to always having money. Like, okay, I fucked up today. It's okay. I'll go to work tomorrow. I make, like, $200, $300.
You know what that is?
Ooh, growth. Nigga, I remember the most money I ever made on a Mother's Day. I made $380 serving in tips.
I don't know what that's like.
Man.
I'm glad I don't.
Nigga, I was all over the place.
Listen, somebody in the heavens knew that wasn't for me. I ain't never worked at nobody's fast food. I just be like, I ain't got time. Only part-time job I ever had was DSW.
Man, listen, I worked 4 days a week, 6 hours a day, and made just about as much money as I was making when I transitioned to a full-time job with benefits. It was crazy. But I liked serving. I had, like, celebrity clients who would come in and, like, wait to see me. I had, like, my own little shit going on. So I was cool. I liked it. But you know what? I got pregnant, and I was like, I need a real job. So that's why I quit. Otherwise, a bitch would have been still working at Roscoe's till I graduated. So shout out to Roscoe's House of Chicken and Waffles in Pasadena. Come through for the macaroni and cheese. Get you that Oscar E, which is the grits.
God.
Grits, chicken sausage, biscuit, and 2 eggs. Get you that Obama special, which used to be a number 9. Get you that number 13, which is a breast and a waffle. I still know the menu, bitch. I ain't worked there in almost 20 years. I still know the menu.
Yes, cause when, well, that's kind of like, even today, if I walk into DSW, I start instinctually straightening up the while I'm shopping, I'm like putting the shoes back in order the way I used to go up and down the little aisles.
Man, shout out to them first good jobs. Like, not your first job.
I like that.
Man, but the crazy thing is, I know people who still work there from when I worked there. And it was funny because when I quit, my manager was like, oh, you'll be back. I was like, girl, you don't know me. I ain't coming back.
You don't know my name.
Like, bitch, I go to school. The fuck I look like coming back up in here? Are you kidding me? Are you kidding me? But you know what? It did what it needed to do. Got me where I need to go. I met people. I met my ex-husband. If it wasn't for them, I wouldn't have my beautiful kids that I have now. So, everything happens for a reason. And allow us to transition to the part of the show where we review our latest and greatest wine finds. And this is the part of the show that we like to affectionately refer to as sip or spit. I had to get extra close. Ooh. I had to get extra close because I had to put on my timeline yesterday. I came home from choir rehearsal and my daughter was in the room, my room, mind you. She has her own TV. She was in my room watching ASMR videos.
Oh, yeah, I did see you say that.
Nigga, she was watching this lady eat raw salmon. And she was all up in there. I was like, ugh, girl. It's like, I don't watch it for the video. I watch it for the sound, for the tingles. I was like, bitch, what you know about tingles?
She said for the tingle.
Literally, for the sound and for the tingle. I know. Crazy. Anyway, what you been sipping on, D?
So let me flip this camera around real quick since we do have a little video. Red Label Wine. Y'all see that? It says produced in Jamaica under the excise duty law by J. Ray and Nephew.
Hey.
So.
And Nephew? That's hilarious.
You know why it's funny? Because before I saw this, you know how you hear something but never saw it in writing? Deezus Amaro, Deezus, my boo, says his AKA so fast that I heard his AKA say Jay and Ray Nephew's nephew, but I had no idea what that meant. So the homie Jess, who has traveled to Jamaica plenty of times, was like, he's talking about, well, I know Deezus is Jamaican. She was like, he's talking about the rum that's made by Jay Ray Nephew, whatever. And I was like, oh, that makes sense. So I got this Jamaican wine, and this is the wine, not the rum, but one of my coworkers is she from Haiti? Well, whatever. Her husband and her family is from the islands or whatever. So she went to Jamaica. And she came back. You know, she's one of those co-workers that bring back shit for people.
We love those co-workers.
Yeah, she bring, like, they was in Costa Rica a couple weeks, like, maybe a month ago or so when they got married. It wasn't that long ago that she was bringing me candy from some other, from Costa Rica. So when she popped up from Jamaica, but this was like, she handed me this in, like, a brown paper bag. And she was like, hey, this is for you. It was wrapped up, and I was like, once it was a brown paper bag, I said, it's looking here? She was like, yeah. So then I opened it up. I was like, oh. Now, mind you, my what I didn't realize until, she gave it to me maybe 2 days ago. What I didn't realize until today is it says Red Label Wine, but in my brain, I kept telling myself it was red wine or whatever.
Is it like red?
So she, and then you see how tiny the bottle is. It's 200 milliliters or whatever. So in my brain, it was like, oh, red wine. Miss Penny, no, I love Miss Penny. I don't think she realized that Miss Penny don't drink. So it was funny because Miss Penny didn't want her to see. Miss Penny is grateful for whatever you give her, but Miss Penny didn't want her to know that she was going to, like, she was like, oh, I'll just give, she said, oh, yeah, she gave us all wine. I'm going to give mine to my neighbor. And I said, it's mine, Miss Penny, you can give it to me. She's like, all right, don't tell her I gave it to you. So then when Miss Penny's leaving out earlier, while she's leaving out, she's telling me bye. She, like, does this little, just like a granny walks over to my desk and, like, tucks it into my lunch bag and, like, So I was like, thank you. So I had two of these little bottles. So my plan was like, okay, I'm going to have something to review for the show this week. But I was kind of excited. So when I saw Jay, Ray, and Nephew, you know, since my mind, me and Jesus go together, I was like, if I drink 3 sips of this and pray 3 wins to the east, will he appear in between my legs?
You got to rub the bottle like a ladder.
I was like, what we got to do? He Jamaican? How he going to appear? And then another thing I posted on my social media, like, I'm going to talk about this on the show. I had a couple people that I know, one girl that I know that's from Jamaica. You got that good shit. So I'm a little bit hyped to taste it. So I come in here this evening waiting for us to record. And I realized since I had the 2 bottles, maybe I'll just, first I was like, I need to be drinking now. Maybe I'll pour it. So when I open it up, I smelled it. And I was like, what? I'm like, what's happening? So you can still smell a little bit of the bottle. And I was like, this smells like syrupy. What is going on? And then so I taste like a little sip from the bottle. And I like jumped back like it just smelled like it was going to be sweet. And I poured it in a glass. And I was like, why it look dark like that? Then I reread the label. And I was like, this says Red Label Wine. This doesn't say red wine. Because when I poured it in the glass, I was like, this ain't red wine. So something was like, let me taste it. I was like, something spicy going on. I don't know what's going on here. But it was like, I was going like this, like like touching behind my ear. Like I don't like what's going on.
I don't like when you got to do that. I don't like when you.
But
do that.
So when I Googled it and I looked, it says Jamaica, you know, whatever, is the country's biggest selling wine. Mind you, I told you people online, I was like, you got some good stuff right there. I said, niggas done hyped me up. I didn't misread the label because I'm thinking red wine. When I poured it in the glass, I'm looking at the color and I'm saying, what the fuck color grape is this? I don't know. Mm. So it says, so bam, I read, it's cinnamon flavor. And then I go, bam, that's what the fuck got me. Cinnamon. It's so it says it make a great like a little appetizer type of drink or whatever, and it says it is good to drink straight or over. You know what? It kind of reminded me of the color. It wasn't as odd, but it was kind of weird. Like when I had that Chinese rice wine I talked about on the show before.
I remember that.
But so this one has more like a better flavor than that. But I will say this isn't. I don't really like it, but. I think it made it worse because my brain was something totally different. Mm-hmm. But when I tasted it, and then so when I looked up the tasting notes, of course it's in Jamaica, it's J. Ray and Nephew. It's apparently that like their award went, they also had their award winning Jamaican rum. I probably would like the rum better. So niggas send me the rum, not the wine. The tasting notes, that's what got me. The tasting notes is strong red brown color. I noticed that. I was like, when I poured that into the glass, I was like, this shit look like a burnt penny or something. and it didn't look good. Like, it didn't even look appetizing. So I was like, what the fuck is going on? So it says the bouquet, smooth and sweet, easily digestible. As soon as I tasted it, I was like, this tastes like cough syrup or something. Yeah. But that's because I don't like sweet. And I realized that I'm drinking more of a port wine, which port ain't the worst.
It's fortified.
But it's fortified. It's not the worst, but it's worse when you're not expecting it. Like, you gotta have your mind right.
It's like when you think you're drinking water, but it's Sprite.
Yeah, and I'm not like a sweet wine person, so if I got my mind fixed to like a certain thing and it's thick and fortified, I was like, no. So then it was like smooth, sweet, easy. And I was like, but then I realized that's why the niggas that liked it told me they liked it. Cause I was like, y'all want to be stereotypes. Y'all like the sweet shit.
Did Shantizi tell you about that? Did she say that?
No, she didn't comment.
She like sweet shit.
She might like this. And it says it's sweet, thick port wine. The finish is fortified wine, has a lingering flavor. And overall it's smooth. Now, the one good thing, it was smooth, but I didn't mind the cinnamon flavor too bad, but it was just like a little bit too thick for me. Mm-hmm. And it possessed lots of body, a long finish, what makes it perfect, relaxing drink. Well, that's what this thing say. I think that works opposite for me because since I don't care for it that much, I don't want it to linger.
Yeah.
So I think I did not try it chilled. So it might go down a little more easy if it was chilled. And it might go down easier if I prepare my mind for like I'm in the mood for this sweet thing. But overall, but it wasn't really that good. I drank the bottles I got was 200 milliliters. So roughly a glass of wine, probably a little bit more than a full pour. And I drank the first one because I was like, well, I'm in here. I have other wine in here because my wink box came. So I was like, let me just get these out of the way because they're going to annoy me sitting right there. So I just drank the second one and I put some vodka in my second one.
Hey.
And because I was like, this is sweet. I need to send it out. So I'm happy for the experience. But overall, I was like, no, it's a spit. I would not like I drink it because I had it, but if somebody offered this to me again, I would probably be like, no, thank you. Or I would probably be trying to.
I'm good, politely, love, enjoy.
I would be like, I would, if somebody like brought, like, if let's say she brought it to me from Jamaica again and I didn't want to tell her, I would just quietly like give it away. I mean, if it was free and I'm trying to drink it, I might get drunk, but I'd be like, no, you can keep it. No, thank you. I don't know what other wine may be in the Caribbean, but you know what? I know the Caribbean for rum, so I'll stick to the rum.
Okay.
So it's a spit. If you're trying to do some fortified port wines or some sweet wines, you might like it, but it was like cough syrup to me. I didn't.
So it's a spit.
I wanted to like it.
You know what? Sometimes we have high hopes. Sometimes our hopes are higher than the reality. I'm actually on the flip side because, okay, I like I said earlier, I get paid on Monday, so you know what that means. A bitch is broke. But starting next week, I'm not gonna be speaking like that. Okay, I'm speaking positively.
Did you hear something about the budget, Nista? What that? What I heard?
Girl, I'm trying to figure it out.
Is that the thunder? Rain? What's happening?
Girl, it ain't even no raining out here. That's crazy. But yeah, I heard about the budget, Nista, and how you're supposed to speak positively and all that stuff. So I'm not declaring that I'm broke. I'm declaring that I have wealth. Money cometh now. Increase, all that stuff. However, this week a bitch is broke. Okay? So I went to the liquor store looking for something. But I really didn't know what I'm looking for. That's the thing. That's the thing. When I don't know what I'm looking for, I usually make bad decisions. So I went to the store and I was looking. I really didn't see anything that struck my eye. I almost got this sangria, but I was like, you know what? No, I'm not feeling it. So I just left that store and I already had a made up mind that I was just going to go to the liquor store when I left. But when I was on my way home to record, I remembered I forgot something that I needed for something that I was cooking. So I went to a different grocery store. And while I went to Aldi, shout out to the homie Loki. And while I was there, I was like, you know what? I know Aldi got the cheap wine. So let me look at their little cheap wine section. Because remind you, the last time that I bought a cheap wine from there, it was disgusting. I wasn't feeling it whatsoever. I think it was the Shiraz. So I avoided that because the Shiraz was from California. I was like, I don't like California Shiraz. I'm bougie with it. I'm an artist and I'm sensitive about my shit. Okay. So I said, okay, well, let me look. I'm going to cook some stew for my child because she wants beef stew. Let me see what I can buy that I could drink and also use in the stew. So I said, you know what? It's either going to be Cab or Merlot. I decided on Cabernet Sauvignon. This is from Winking Owl. I don't know if you could see that. There we go.
Oh, yeah. Loki had Winking Owl.
Yeah.
I had got that before.
I'm trying to do like they do on YouTube where they like, there we go. This is Winking Owl.
I want to do the hair products.
Yeah, this is Winking Owl. It's a Cabernet Sauvignon from California. The description on the bottle is that it is semi-dry, medium-bodied, subtle flavors of blackberry, plum, toasted oak, and a hint of vanilla. Said it goes well with pasta, roast beef, and steak, and the temperature is best when served room temperature. This is a 13% ABV. Typically, when I've been buying cabs lately, they've been like 13.5 and up. So 13, you know, it's still pretty freaking strong, okay, for a wine.
I'd be forgetting to tell you, mine was 13.7.
So here's the thing. When it comes to the Aldi wine, it is pretty, pretty cheap. This bottle right here, I'm showing you, like, I'm getting my Vanna Black on. But hold on, let me see. Look. It is...
out of order.
It was no more than a solid $2.99, okay? Like I said, I was grocery shopping. I had other shit I needed to do. Wine wasn't really a priority. I had something else that I could have reviewed this week. I had a beer. I actually thought about reviewing it, but I said, no, I don't want to review the beer. I want to review some wine. So I bought the wine, and here's the thing. For $2.99, it is pretty effing good.
What should you expect for $2.99?
This is definitely a wine that I would cook with. This is a wine that I would use as a base for sangria or for like a cocktail spritzer, something of the sort. I've been sipping on it the entire time that DeAsia and I have been discussing starting from before we even started recording our pre-show. So that being said, it's a good table wine. Let me say that. It is a good table wine. Would I bring this to someone's house? Mm-mm. Absolutely not. But if a bitch is on a budget, and I just need to have
like, if we homies though, and you be like, "P, bitch. And then you, and then like, that's all we got. It's like, all right, bring that.
Yeah. There's like, okay, there's Gallo and there's Barefoot. Instead of bringing those, bringing some waking.
Oh, no, you can bring, yeah, you
bring
can bring
some waking out to someone.
If we
else.
Need a girlfriend moment, but you on a budget.
Yeah. I mean, here's the thing. If you brought this to my house, I would not be mad. The flavors are a little bit muddled. It is semi-dry, so it's not sweet. It's not totally dry. The tannins aren't heavy, so they don't bother me. It has a light tannic feel. It's not full bodied. It's not robust, so you're not going to get that full mouth feel. There is a slight finish. Like, I've had a sip of this maybe 2 minutes ago, and I still taste a little bit on my tongue. So there is a lingering finish, and it's not unpleasant. It's actually pretty bright. I do detect, even though it is a red, I do detect like certain floral elements in this. There is definitely the plum. I don't so much taste the blackberry or the hints of vanilla, but when I did, you know, swirl my glass around, stuck my Michael Jackson nose, my Jackson 5 nostrils in my glass, I did smell a hint of toasted oak. But you know what? For $2.99, I can't be mad. Got the job done. 13% ABV. Go ahead and put you some peaches and some nectarines and make you some sangria and call it a day. I ain't even mad. Braise
yeah,
you
my,
some short
even
ribs
though my coworker
with this?
Only bought me the I just realized even though my coworker only bought me those little teeny 2 milliliter bottles, like the whole regular 700 milliliter, like regular bottle of mine retails at about $8.50. No, and it just says grape varietal, non-varietal red blend. I don't even know what the fuck grape this is. It's just a port wine.
I'm mad you have port without me. We're supposed to have a port episode.
No, I know a decent port to try. So I didn't know. This was by accident. Like if I was trying to pick a port, I'd have been like doing a better. I'd have been like getting something from Portugal or like asking some questions. I didn't know this basically was going to be a port wine until I was already drinking it.
Okay.
We're gonna do that though. Because I've had like a dessert port wine before.
I've never had a port wine. I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah. But this thing says that this one it mentions like Christmas cakes and desserts. I could see like using this for baking versus like drinking it.
Baking, you said, or baking?
Baking. Like, you know how they, you know how like they'll make like the little drunken cakes and they like pour alcohol or something on it or whatever? Yeah. I could see using this for that and like soaking up the cinnamon flavor and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. I don't want to drink it. That, it
you
probably stupid. Would taste way better like that.
You stupid.
But yours sound good. It's like the equivalent of, that sound like is the it seems like the Winking Owl is the equivalent of the Two Buck Chuck.
It really is. It's actually better than Two Buck Chuck because I can't stand Two Buck Chuck. I told y'all I went to an Obama fundraiser and these niggas had the audacity to be serving fried chicken and Two Buck Chuck. And the ticket to the fundraiser, yes, I'm getting closer to the camera as I'm talking about this, because that's how passionate I am about this. The ticket to the fundraiser was $125. So you mean to tell
and
me
two bucks, Chuck?
For $125, the best you could do is to serve me some Albertsons fried chicken and some Two Buck Chuck? Oh, no, honey. Oh, no. This is better than Two Buck Chuck. Okay. Okay. So basically, you have one spit and one sip. This is a sip. I'm giving it a sip because you know why? I am over half a bottle in. I've been enjoying it. It's getting me where I need to go. It's doing exactly what it's supposed to do. So I'm not mad at it. So it's a sip. For $2.99, I expected a whole lot less. It gave me more than what I was bargaining for. So
listen, hey.
Because that Shiraz works. I had was woo, woo, and that Moscato I had was nasty. So this exceeded all of my expectations. So I'm going forward with a sip. Okay? And as y'all know, Super Spit is a sponsored part of the show. And this week, we are happy to announce that we are sponsored by the lovely people over at Blue Apron. So lean in, get close, and listen as we introduce you to the wonders of Blue Apron. Mornings when I think about you. Ingredients and incredible recipes delivered weekly to your door. Skip the grocery store and make incredible meals at home with Blue Apron. Always shipped free right to your home. And now the listeners of the Bad and Bootsy podcast can get $30 off your first Blue Apron order. To place your order with $30 off and help keep our show free for you, go to our network website at cspn.us. That's cspn.us. Then click on the Keep Our Podcast Free link at the top of the page. From there, scroll down to the Blue Apron link and sign up for your first order. Blue Apron through cspn.us. Do it today. And y'all know, I can't give y'all the Blue Apron ad without telling y'all what is on the Blue Apron menu, okay?
So, now, I wonder if it's what I have in our friend's box right here.
Right.
Because I got the recipe card sitting on my counter. I picked up a friend's Blue Apron box for her.
Ooh, okay. I fucks with this menu. Heavy. Y'all know, previously I was vegetarian for over a year. I have decided for the month of October to add back protein because I'm trying to get abs. And I feel like I'm not getting enough protein, so I'm adding chicken and fish to my diet. So I am intrigued by the options that they have. The first option that they have, I see, is a beef and Monterey Jack quesadilla. Man, I was just...
I like a good quesadilla.
Me too. I love
it. I had Mexican twice in the last couple weeks, too. Ooh.
Mexican is my favorite food, okay? The way to So-So's heart is some Mexican food, okay? Give me some enchiladas or chimichanga.
Who told the motherfuckers that the way that girls like diamonds feed us?
Feed us. We like to eat
food,
okay? Food. Another option that you have is seared chicken and brown rice bowl with kale, beets, and goat cheese. There's also a spicy shrimp pasta with garlic and broccoli. I don't know about the broccoli, but you know what? It sounds good nonetheless. There's a pasta with fresh tomatoes and spinach over spicy ricotta. That's the vegetarian option. Another vegetarian option is tahini dressed lentil and quinoa bowl with roasted radishes. Squash,
I had tahini on eggplant for the first time this week.
Tahini is bomb. There's also pesto and zucchini paninis with a tangy roasted Romanesco. There's a one-pan sesame chicken noodles with cabbage and carrots. And finally, we have the customer favorite, which is Asian-style pork meatloaf with miso mashed potatoes and bok choy. I really don't fuck with bok choy, but that sounds kind of good, even though I don't eat pork at all. I like the idea of having bok choy with mashed potatoes. So I'm actually thinking about my menu tomorrow where I'm going to make some mashed cauliflower. Maybe I'll have some bok choy with that instead of some string beans. You never know.
But yeah, I'm with the shits.
That is those are the options for Blue Apron for this upcoming week. I hope that you found them sound delicious. Dare I say delectable? Where you can pair them with, where you pair them with some wine, and then feel free to go ahead and use the Delectable app and leave your review. But yeah, man, take advantage of the $30 off that we're giving you. That's like going, you don't have to go to the grocery store. The grocery store comes to your front door and you're getting $30 off. And it tells you exactly how to, yes, I'm clapping my hands. That's how to tell you how serious about it. It tells you exactly how to prepare the meal. Okay. It gives you pictures so you can fuck it up even if you try. They give you everything that you have. So if you're saying that, you know what, I'm not really good at cooking, I have an aversion to cooking, I'm just now figuring it out, or I even if I love to cook, but I want to take the guesswork out of it, go ahead and get Blue Apron. You can get a box. If you are on a budget, you don't have to get every box every week. You could skip a week. You could skip a few weeks. You can do it at your own time.
Yeah, do 2 weeks, every 2 weeks.
There you go. So just do it at your own pace. You get order meals for two, order meals for four. You can get vegetarian options. So there really is no excuse for you not to take advantage of it. Because you got to eat. You want to live, right? You want to live to the next episode of Bad and Boozy Podcast, so I suggest you go ahead and take advantage of this and go ahead and get you some motherfucking food so you can go ahead and survive to the next week so that you can listen to the next episode. You know what I'm talking about? So,
that you're a fool.
A little bit. That has been our sponsor for the week, but food can be an aphrodisiac, and this week, our topic of the week is I'm getting close.
I knew you was what I was looking at.
Oh, shit. This week, our topic is wine and sex.
These are a few of my favorite things.
You know what's my favorite thing? When it's 5 a.m.
Hey!
I'm having fun sex with you. You know I'm on the hotline over here, lusting for you. Can we give Pretty Ricky their flowers while they can still smell?
Why was that name Pretty Ricky, though? I don't understand.
Let's talk about sex, baby. Let's talk about you and me. Let's talk about wine up in the glass.
Hey.
Yes. So today we're going to go ahead and talk about wine and sex. It's funny because, like, when you think about setting the mood and setting the atmosphere, you think about, you know, dimming the lights, lighting candles, pouring some wine. I mean, Teddy Pendergrass said it in a song. So who are we not to go ahead and partake in that particular tradition right there? And you know what? It wouldn't be a Bad and Boozy podcast if we didn't have actual supporting documentation to provide you to tell you that, yes, wine and sex go together. And y'all know we have a variety of sources that we like to use, but our favorite are the good people over at Wine Folly. And they just so happen have an article about the correlation between wine and your sex drive. So there's a couple of, there's two different articles that we're going to be bouncing back and forth between. The first one is from Wine Folly. It's titled Bizarre Facts About Wine and Your Sex Drive. And the agent and I will be going back and forth, back and forth. Can we sing that? Is that okay? No, I don't think that's okay.
We can't sing that one?
R. Kelly wrote it. I don't know.
Oh, no, do I don't. Jello.
Yeah.
I don't, when I hear it, I don't think about her, but yeah. I mean, I don't think about R. Kelly.
I know, right?
If anything, I think she's a victim.
I know. R.I.P. to the late, great Aaliyah. And y'all be liking to slander Aaliyah, saying she didn't really have vocals, but we don't know what she could have had because she died so young.
She was young.
Beyonce didn't have the greatest.
But you know why they do that? They do that because she a woman. Because Tupac and them died just as motherfucking young, but old. But they the greatest.
Right, Pac died at 25, and niggas was like,
exactly. Oh, but they the greatest of all times.
Okay. Okay. Put some respect on these.
Anyway,
wine and sex is defined not a pairing that instantly comes to mind. However, even though we don't talk about it, wine is used as a social lubricant all the time.
Ooh.
I like that.
Social, I be liking the way they. I like the way they be wearing stuff.
Social lubricant.
Social lubricant. Yeah.
So I gotta get close, y'all. So why is wine and sex a thing? Well, an Italian research group published a study that showed a correlation of drinking wine, specifically red wine, and it said that it increased the sexual appetite of women. The study queried 800 Italian women who drank red wine, other alcohol, or no alcohol at all. And the red wine drinkers scored 2 points higher than other alcohol drinkers and 4 points total more than your non-wine drinkers, aka your teetotalers. And I love how this app.
I thought teetotalers was so cute.
I've been saying that word for years and didn't know how to spell it, so I appreciate the fact that.
Yeah, I've heard y'all never knew how to say it. I mean, right? I never knew how it looked.
Yep. They say here that the study isn't enough to support wine and the sex drive, but they went ahead and they did more research. So the first section is wine and your sex drive. Yep. And so, Deasia, you want to take this topic?
Sure. Because this happens to describe me.
That's how I'm feeling right now.
Why alcohol makes you horny, hungry, and hot? Yes. I was like, oh, they know my life. So alcohol in small amounts will increase your libido. It will also make you feel hungry and feel flushed. This is because ethanol stimulates a primitive part of your brain called the pithalamus, which is located right above your brain stem. This portion of the brain regulates basic human functions, including body temperature, hunger, hormone levels, parental attachment behavior, and of course sex drive. So with anything, when we refer to alcohol, moderation is the key. You only need a little bit of wine to feel these effects. You'd be surprised how many people don't realize this, but too much wine over your weight limit is bad for you. The article says, not that I don't trust you, but one can never stop talking about the importance of moderation, which I feel that, because like you gotta find that fine line between my nigga coming over and I want to just loosen up a bit versus right. I'm going to be passed out when it gets here.
Yeah.
So, but yeah, I like that. And then it says real quick under that part that it has shown that alcohol tends to arouse women a little bit more than men. So I'm going to say when you hitting them auntie levels and them aunties like maybe trying to drink their wine.
That real needy, that man of seven.
Yeah. Shout out to the aunties. Yeah. Shout out to the aunties and they wine.
Okay. Shout out to the aunties.
So the next one under wine and your sex drive is, you want to take that one?
The next one under wine and your sex drive is smelling your wine will turn you on. And several studies.
This one intrigued me because I didn't really think about it. But as soon as I read it, I was like, ooh.
Right?
Right.
That's exactly how I felt. And it says that various studies have been conducted over the last 10 years attempting to identify what smell activates the sex drive in both men and women. And whilst the science is still pretty new and complex, it's been suggested that certain smells turn us on. Oddly enough, a lot of aromas found in wine are aromas that turn us on. The interesting part of the study is that women and men are aroused by different smells. Women tend to get turned on by musky, earthy, woody, licoricey, and cherry aromas. While they don't have conclusive evidence, these flavors descriptions sound a lot like the words used to describe a fine Nebbiolo, a Barbera, Sangiovese, a Zinfandel, or even a rustic Pinot.
Oh, Pinot!
Yeah. Noir! And as far as the aromas that arouse men get turned on by lavender, I could co-sign that. Lavender, caramel, butter, orange, licorice, baking spice, and vanilla-like aromas. We can't make a definitive claim, but these aromas are commonly found in fine champagne, Moscato, dry sherry, tawny port, Vino Santo, Grenache, Syrah, and even rosé wines. And then the little fact that they have with this one is people with anosmia, a condition where you lose your sense of smell, typically have a lower sex drive. So if you're dealing with somebody and they can't smell, they may not be wanting to get it in for rounds. They may be able to go one round and go. But you know what? Like K. Michelle said, I need rounds, rounds, rounds. I need it.
You know what I was thinking about? Did you listen to Another Round before they went off? Remember Tracy used to sing that one little part, baby, we going to do rounds. Well, she used to sing that little one line.
Come through, girl, you deserve rounds. Yeah,
tonight.
That's that Drake.
I didn't know where she got that from, but I just like when she sang it.
That's off that Nothing Was the Same. I think that's the album. I like that. I may play that later tonight. You know, I might try to give me a little cupcake action going on. Mm-hmm. Today. New thing to the nap. You know what I'm saying?
So next, we're doing Under Wine and Your Sex Drive, Your Smell. Memory unconsciously conditions you.
I believe that.
Smell memories or your olfactory memories.
How you say olfactory?
I ain't say no D. But olfactory memories. I think we mentioned this like very, very, very early on.
Yeah.
In the show. But those are your smell memories are some of the strongest and longest lasting memories you have. You've probably experienced explicit olfactory memories in which certain aromas bring back specific memories from the past. However, you might not know that they are also implicit olfactory memories that are unconscious, priming or conditioning us to behave in a certain way. Thus, if you had wild nights in the past with a particular sparkling rosé, it's quite possible that you have unconsciously conditioned yourself to become aroused with the wine's aroma. So, of course, to build these aroma memories, you need to start taking the time out to really sniff your wines.
Okay.
I really like that, and I really think it's, like, really true.
You gotta sniff your wines, man. I enjoy...
But even if you did it by accident, it's like you start to like associate things with things.
You do. And it's funny, like prior to the whole, you know, quote-unquote wine tasting experience, you know, I used to look at people who smell the wine. I was like, oh, they're doing a whole bunch. But smelling it really,
the first time I ever... The first time I really smelled it and I just felt like I was just like, like inhaling, I was like, ooh, like I feel different. So like I didn't necessarily associate it with like kind of like the sex part, but you do it trigger other senses. So yep. I could see like swirling the wine or doing whatever, and like don't let be some dick in the room. I'd be like, oh hey.
Like, I had to take notes of foreskin. Hints of smegma.
Oh, you've been to the gym.
It smells like all day dick.
I hate you. Now you smell like all day.
Ooh, Lord have mercy.
Fool.
Mm-hmm. Oh, is it my turn?
If you want to close out this article, you want to go to the next one. It's other strange reason why wine is an aphrodisiac.
There are additional reasons why wine can be considered an aphrodisiac. And I know that you've already heard about chocolate being an aphrodisiac. And the same thing with wine. So why is this? It has been suggested because of the presence of amines. Amines are organic compounds that are present in very small amounts in wine. Several analyses of red wine, including Merlot, Cabernet Sauvignon, Cabernet Franc, indicate that wines in the highest amount of amines tend to be made with natural yeasts, They're oak aged, they're unfined, unfiltered, and had undergone malactic fermentation. So they're the shit that I don't like.
It's not that bad, but the malactic fermentation not that bad in Ridge. You don't really notice it that much in Ridge because it's happening in some of our BBWs. I think it gets us more with the whites when it tastes milky.
I immediately think of Chardonnay when I hear that term.
Yeah. That's the one we don't like. That's when we notice it more. Like it's happening in other wines, but that Chardonnay, you'd be like,
And if you used to hear the word amines and you're like, I don't know what that means. What does it mean? Give it to me so that I can understand. Well, some of the common amines that are found in red wine are histamine, tyramine, spermidine, putrescine, and serotonin. And histamine correlates to an increased sex drive, alertness, and weight loss. Hello. I'm glad I have this post-workout glass of red wine. Okay. However, despite its positives as a stimulant, histamines can also cause inflammation and hypertension in people who are highly sensitive to it. So the key is moderation. Okay.
It's like with anything. Like, don't be throwing back bottles of red wine.
Nah, not every night. You know, every now and then, you know, make
a glass, maybe, but like, nah.
You know, we throw back a bottle because we're reviewing this. We're doing the work for y'all. But typically, I'm not sitting back throwing back a whole bottle of wine. Okay. There is another article that we did find. It is from thefrenchtoast.com, and it says red wine is the best alcohol for great sex, and here is why. And so
it has that.
Me too.
And it had a gif of Olivia and Fitz in it.
I love it. So there's a lot of different
just as reasons, I had suspected.
Right. So there's a couple of different reasons why it's good for your sex drive. And they say that everyone knows that booze, again, is called a social lubricant for a good reason. It helps us loosen up and relax and go with innocent urges we might otherwise deem too risky when we're totally sober. A glass or two is a perfect push we give ourselves when we want to impress, have fun, or feel Olivia Pope level confident. It also helps us to have really great sex. And Italian researchers learned a while ago that red wine has compounds that increase a person's sex drive. According to VinePair, researchers discovered that red wine specifically increased blood flow to women's
erogenous areas.
Yes.
Which I like that word.
Me too, right? The word of the day is erogenous. Which in turn led to increased levels of desire. And the researchers were quick to point out, however, that after more than a drink or two, the other effects of the alcohol began to take hold, which led to a less pleasurable experience. So moderation is key. So you want to stick.
Don't be having no wine dick or wine coochie.
Because that's when you be a hot ass mess. But also, you know what? It's not just for women. Red wine has also been found to boost testosterone levels in men, okay? This is a compound in red wine known as Q-sertin partially blocked the action of an enzyme called UGT2B17, which looks for testosterone and then sends a message to the kidneys to excrete it. What that means is that the team of researchers found the results were the same for the red wine extract in the supplement and food forms, and many plant-based forms such as apples, peppers, leafy greens, and citrus fruits contain the same compounds found in red wine. So, you want to boost your tea levels. You want to make sure that when it's time to get down, that you are up to the challenge.
This little gif at the end is hilarious because it's like slowly pulling. pulling his cork out, almost like the nigga is pulling his dick out. Man. And it says, next time you want to enhance your date night without completely ruining it, split a bottle of wine with your lover and retreat to the bed.
Yeah.
Calling it a night after a couple glasses will help each of you to ensure you don't wake up the next morning feeling completely destroyed. Nice and slow is the name of the game.
Yeah, and as we all know, a typical bottle of wine,
nice little wine
has four to five glasses. So you can
share. A nice
share
little
it
wine drunk with your boo is a good drunk.
Yeah. So get you something maybe not necessarily in the 13% ABV range, not necessarily in the 5%. Get you something maybe between like 8 to 10%. Y'all split the bottle of red wine and y'all both get the benefits. She gets the benefits of having her more erogenous zones and feeling more aroused.
It's getting up. It's all, yes. It didn't really got fall over here. So it's like cool.
I hear it's raining.
Get your, it's like a little cool, a little crisp. You can cuddle a little bit, drink your wine and retreat to the bed. I'm here for that.
Yes. You know what? I'd be like, you know what, baby? You feel like having some wine? Let's go ahead and have some wine. I'll put on a movie, light the fireplace. Let's go lay down.
Wine and sex. Wine and sex.
So what kind of wine do you like to have when it's time for nasty time? Mr. Nasty time.
You know what? The ladies on the Swirl Suite asked me if it's like late at night, like maybe 10 o'clock, somebody, and I'm waiting, and a guy's on his way, what am I drinking? And if I had wine around, it probably would be my normal. Like, I like to be, like, comforted, but also, like, a go-to. So it would probably be, like, some kind of cab, whichever one I have, just kind of, because it's, like, familiar. And I do that. Like, I would probably, like, not even realize, but I'm, like, sniffing it a little more, like, getting my senses together. I probably would be, like, playing the music a little soft. You know, you just got to sit here acting like, oh, the door. Let me...
Okay.
Oh, here I come. Or if it's a nigga you like and it's a nigga that you know about, you'd be texting them, like, I have texted a nigga, like, the door open. Just come on in, because you wanted to be like positioned ever so. Oh, the door open. I left it unlocked. But yeah, probably a cabernet for me. Even though I opened my wink box the other day and it was that Shiraz, however you want to say it, was good. So I'm exploring. It is fall, so I'm getting back into the reds.
Nothing wrong with fall. I'm here for that. I too have been on a red wine buying binge. So if I were to have like a perfect evening, and it's actually raining outside my window. I thought it was raining
I can
over
hear
in
it.
These neck of the woods.
Oh no, when I heard it, I was like, that's not me.
It's raining over here.
It's over there.
So if it was a night like this.
Rain and wine? That is sexy.
Listen, I have a fireplace. It's back here. Y'all can see it a little bit. I have a fireplace. So if it was me and it was a night like this where it's raining,
cozy,
I light the fireplace. I get me a nice bottle of Pinot Noir. I put on that new LMA.
Pinot is good. Oh, I will put on that.
Yeah. I play that shot clock. And I commence to having a good old time.
24 seconds, yeah. Hey.
That's all y'all get. That's all y'all get. I would be like
Like, what makes you've been to my place, so it's, like, the basement.
Yes.
So, it's, like, a night. It's, like, enough space for me, but it's still cozy. So, like opening my screen door and, like, just letting that cool. It's not raining here tonight, so, like, letting that little, just, like, a little crisp air come in. But then be, like, just enough that you got to grab a little blanket.
Yeah.
Like, I'll be here. I'll be with the shit.
Man, put on a little bit of Netflix, like we talked about a couple weeks ago. Get you some, caramel popcorn.
Oh, get
with
your
regular
snacks.
Popcorn. Yes.
Mm-hmm. And if you somebody like me, we was talking pre-show about my little friend that came back into my house. Like, I ain't seen him in a long time. for I wouldn't even need the TV because we could just be talking. We could just talk and catch up. Yeah. Like, how you been? What you been doing?
But yes, catch up. Ain't nothing wrong with that.
All right.
So if y'all, you know what, if y'all like to get down with the wine prior to sex, and we're talking about red wine, y'all, not Moscato.
I don't know, but it's not proven to.
No, it's not proven to. So if y'all like to sniff your little wine, how do you sniff wine sexually? Hold on.
You got to do it like... You was a damn fool. Foolish. Just foolish.
How do you
I think you can't think about it being sexy while you're doing it.
You get see, look, I gave you the bedroom eyes. Hold on.
Oh my God. Out of order.
Throw your head back. All I
or pro tip if you're me.
Sniff the cork.
If you're me, you know, on two different occasions, somebody had bought me those wine condoms. Yes. So you got to be like, while you like talking to your guests and you like pouring him or her, mm-hmm. if you pouring wine
or them
talking,
right?
Or them.
Yeah.
Yeah. If you pouring them wine and as you like just pouring the wine, the wine part is not going to catch them off guard. They pouring wine. But, you know, normally you would go to either put your screw top back on or recork it or whatever. But right. You put the wine condom back on there and you just kind of like do a real seductive. Yes. But act like you're putting a condom on something a little phallic. The little wine condoms. I did that to a guy one time last year. It was looking like, what? But those wine condoms keep the egg. I was just preserving my wine. But it looked like I was jerking the bottle off.
Freak.
He wasn't ready.
No, he wasn't ready.
Yeah, get you them wine condoms. That would make a good little stocking stuffer. I know it's a little early for Christmas, but that's make a little good stocking stuffer.
You know what? It's never too early to put stuff in your basket, okay? And if you go through our link through CSPN.us to the Amazon link, you go ahead and get you a little bit of discount, you know?
Yes,
and
then
you give us a piece of the coinage when you shop. So that is pretty much our segment for wine and sex, y'all. We hope that you learned something. We heard you learn wine. Red wine or just wine in general is sexy because you know what? Tequila ain't sexy, y'all.
Uh-oh, our friend Dynamic Diva said tequila was her friend today.
Hey
girl, Diva. Hey, when you hear this.
But tequila ain't sexy. I can speak from personal experience.
And I said, oh, we will wait for the wine hotel.
Okay. So, yeah, that's typically this is the portion of the show where we slide into giving you a wine hotel.
We and have one.
We do.
It's kind of long.
Is it a letter?
Yes.
It's you want to go ahead and read it?
Yes. So I haven't pre-read it. I knew it was there because a friend mentioned she sent it and I was like, okay. And I just kind of ignored it. They attached the picture, which I thought was funny. Sure, I'll start. And I like to get a little water. So
a little ASMR action for
y'all.
A little
ASMR action. Because I was trying to make sure I could pull it up. I had to download, like, uninstall and reinstall my Gmail app. Dang. Hey, y'all. Hey. So here is an older wine hotel. Mm-hmm. Back in July. First of all, that's not old.
Not old. That's a throwback.
That's like a
flashback. That ain't even
that's
a throwback.
That's a flashback. Like, back in July, Shorty and I love this. Shorty and I had a huge argument.
I already know who this is.
You know exactly. As soon as I said that, you knew exactly who it was. Back in July, Shorty and I had a huge argument and ignored each other for weeks. But she offered me dinner and since food is my love language, I accepted the invite. I met with her at a Jamaican feast after work. She was a bunch of biz in, so I knew things would be interesting, and I would probably end up cussing her out because she was mad aggy when drunk. I'm like, dang, like, whatever. which she was. Like, this hoe was supposed to follow me to the restaurant from the festival, but ended up driving home. I get to the restaurant, like, what the fuck? I really should have went home and rain checked and ass whooping. But no, this is where the adventure began. I went to Shorty's house. We argued some more. Ooh. I rubbed her comb, and she called an Uber because she wanted me to take a drunk adventure, because she wanted to take a drunk adventure with me, niggas. Oh. We get to a restaurant, eat, throw back a few Barry Wises. After dinner, we head to Bar Louie, which was walking distance from the restaurant. Once we got here, we popped a squat on the couch next to the little stage area and listened to the house band do a bunch of 90s songs. I had 2.5 Russian mules. She had a bunch of drinks with whiskey in them. An hour later, Shorty is on her phone looking for script joints. Script joints is what she said. in the area, and turns to me like, hey, the Uber's on its way. What's a good strip club? I know there's a few up the street from your place. I told her I didn't care. Titties are titties, and I'm drunk. I'm with the shits. Yes. The Uber arrives. We get in, and Shorty kept asking the driver where he was from. The driver tells us he's from Iraq and came to the States for a fresh start. Shorty kept telling him, welcome to America.
Welcome to America, where play is, we ride on the streets like every day.
I keep forgetting that she's half dude bro, half nigga, and her dude bro side is annoying as fuck. Anyway, as we get closer to the strip club, we get nervous. The area is definitely not the safest. I'm like, sure, a nigga was shot a week ago. It was like the area Dave Chappelle described in his stand-up with the dope dealing baby. I didn't know she was gonna type this much. Shorty is like, bae, I don't know about this, but climbs her raggedy ass out the car. We walk towards the club, and I pull out my phone and give my drunken last minute will and testament, because surely I would die here. We get to the door and ask the folks inside the club if the club was live. The men are like, nah.
What?
Inebriation was starting to fade, so we asked where the nearest gas station was. There was one up the street from the club, so we head there, grab some $2 bullshit and beer, and walk back towards the club, but ended up chilling on a random boat that was in the club parking lot.
What?
We drank our bullshit and struck up conversations with folks leaving the club. After 30 minutes, we head inside. We head to the pool table, because lesbians. We head to the bathroom, which was spacious and had one stall. Right before I head to the stall, I peep Shorty chilling on the wall waiting for me. I walk up to her, brush her cheek, and began kissing her. I needed to know just how eggy at me she was. She returns the kiss, and we began rubbing on each other. Fingers slide to the quote-unquote places, and I began fucking her against the wall. Afterwards, we use the restroom and go back to the pool table. Shorty grabs us some drinks, 2 Long Islands, and some singles for the dancers. This was the wackest shake joint I ever been to. These hoes weren't naked. This was in caps. These hoes weren't naked. These hoes were in swimming suits. I wanted to throw quarters on the stage. Oh, anyway, we stayed there for like a couple of hours, then went back to Shorty's place to finish what we had started in the bathroom. Finish. So it says, your girl in drunk and she signed off, your girl in drunk and sober, whole shit. Lemon pepper wet wet, hey. AKA LPWW, AKA Big Strap Energy.
LPW squared, yes!
And she attached a picture, which looks like a picture of them from the inside. And she's like doing like the pouty face at the camera, but old girl is like giving her the stank face.
Man, they look like they on the boat to me.
Yeah, oh, I'm lying. You're right, they on a boat.
Because I was like, hold up. I was out for a second. I was like, hold up. Is they in the car? Is they inside? It's the boat. It's a combination. They attached the picture in the boat.
Oh, and my God. This and the lipstick is popping, LPW.
Lipstick popping. Homegirl looking at her is giving me life. This is hilarious. It makes it even more funny. Like, shout out. Thanks for that hotel. Lemon Pepper Wet Wet.
We appreciate that. Lemon Pepper Wet Wet is the...
That's
the homie.
Yes.
We really appreciate
it. And she came through. She always got stories.
She came through. But when she said,
some of y'all be fronting. We need wine hotels for next week, so y'all motherfuckers better deliver. That's all I got to say. Okay?
Okay. Okay. Come through. Come through.
Mm-hmm.
Come through.
Y'all done had long weekends in Charlotte and all these other things, and the weather getting cool and some of y'all getting cuffed up. We need some tales. They can be old tales. Did y'all go to homecoming like me and see an old boo? Like, what? Give me some stories.
Okay, give us some stories. This is, okay, we talked about this. This is serious, so I need to get close to the mic. Okay, okay. Hold on. I'm going to pick it up so the camera can get it. That wine hole does not mean that is a sexual exploit. Sex is not required. All that is required is alcohol. It doesn't matter if it's beer, wine, vodka, tequila, scotch, whiskey, rum, brandy, fortified
all
wine,
the spirits.
All of the spirits. It doesn't matter. As long as there is alcohol involved, we would appreciate your tale. So when we're wrapping up the show, after the next segment, mind you, we're going to give you how you could contact us and provide us with this wonderful hashtag content so that we can share it with others. Because we have plenty of stories between the two of us. Because, you know, we are women of a particular age. We are aunties. We have gone to college. We've attended the parties. We've done the things. We've seen the people. We have the stories. But we would rather share your stories. So, with that being said, thank you so much, Lemon Pepper Wet Wet, for sending us your story. We appreciate that. And now let us mosey on to the my favorite part of the show, which is our wine hole trivia.
Yas, yas, yas. So, wine trivia.
I didn't beat him up too bad, did I? That was nice.
No, no, no. You was nice this week. You was nice.
Blame it on us.
Just a little friendly reminder sending y'all motherfucking stories. So this week's wine trivia is a true or false question.
Ooh.
True or false, the vintage year on the wine label refers to the year the wine was bottled.
No, no, it refers to the year that the grapes were harvested.
So that's false, is that the... That's false. She's saying false, you guys. So. And the answer is ding, 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 ding. The answer is false. The vintage actually refers to the year the grapes were harvested. An exception to this would be an Aiswin wine from Germany picked in January. Ooh. It would still carry the vintage of the previous season's growing year.
Okay.
Some wines are made from blends of different years, such as a sherry or champagne, and in these cases, the year is not listed on the label. Mm. These non-vintage wines shouldn't necessarily be considered inferior.
Okay. No, so, of course not, because it's champagne.
No, yeah, yeah, yeah. And with that German one, if their seasons kind of like overlap, they might go like, if it's November to whatever, they might just go over with the November date or something like that. Whatever.
Yeah.
But yeah, bam. So, yep. The vintage refers to the year the grapes were harvested, which when y'all tasting around, if you get a chance to be fancy and buy a bottle that was harvested at different times, sometimes, a lot of times, depending on the weather conditions in that region, you can taste the difference because the grapes was doing some other shit.
Yep. And depending on what time of the month that you drink it, because, you know, there's such a thing as a biodynamic calendar.
Oh,
so.
Yeah. Don't forget, because I'm sure we'll find ways to circle back to that
to the biodynamic calendar.
I was telling somebody about that this week, about the biodynamic calendar. So
yeah, we have to start looking as we plan episodes, maybe plan some around like the moon.
Okay.
Full moons or something.
Ain't nothing wrong with that. But I hope that you guys got the question wrong and I'm the only one who got it right. If I'm being honest. I mean, let's just be honest. Let's just be real. Anyway, y'all, this is the part of the show where we are winding down. This is where we are settling the tab. We do have a website. We will be uploading stuff shortly, momentarily, sometime over the weekend. Maybe by the time that this episode airs, there will be content on there. And it is called badandboozypodcast.com. If you would like to leave us a voicemail, like we mentioned earlier, you can feel free to give us a call at 818-639-2443. Maybe you're saying, I hate the sound of my own voice. I don't want to leave a voicemail. No problem. We got you covered. Feel free to send us an email to badandboozypodcast@gmail.com and we would more than love to read your embarrassing, hopefully embarrassing story for the masses. Okay? If you would like to support this show monetarily, there are three different ways in which you could do so. We do have a Teespring where you purchase t-shirts, bags, and stickers. This weekend, I will be working on new designs as well as some sweatshirts.
I'm about to say, do we need to update any of those campaigns?
Yeah, we need to update it so that you could, some sweatshirts, some longer sleeve johns for the fall.
I got to get me a hoodie. Anybody want to buy me a wine hole hoodie?
Yes, buy D.A. Asia a wine hole hoodie. Maybe you need to start a GoFundMe.
a merch.
Okay, go merch GoFundMe. As far as if you want to support our wine shenanigans, you want to make sure that we have plenty of wine and beer and spirits to review, feel free to send us some money to paypal.me/badandboozypod.
Did we acknowledge the homie sending us money last time?
We did last week.
Okay. Was it this week, last week? That's thanks,
okay.
Boo.
That's okay. Thank you, Boo. We appreciate that. The third way in which you could help to defray the cost of the show, the operating costs, make sure that you keep the lights on, not only for Bad and Boozy, but for the other parts of the network that we are a part of, which is the Cold Slither Podcast Network. You can go to patreon.com/CSPNmedia, which will give you a backstage pass. You get exclusive content from not only ourselves, but the other shows that are on the network. For us, you get not only audio of our pre-shows, but video as well. So you get to see all the funny faces that I make.
Hey, we got one video already up there.
All the little titty bouncing I be doing and stuff. And when I be
taking my shirt off. I actually enjoyed this. I was like, I don't know how this video gonna work out, but I was like, oh,
I know, right? We weren't as distracted as I thought we were gonna be. So it's all good.
Right.
If you want to see the other different shows that are available to you, if you like wrestling, if you are a single mother, if you are a newlywed, if you like comic books, if you like beer, if you like conversation, there is a podcast for you. Feel free to visit www.cspn.us. That's also how you find all the various discounts that we have available to you. As far as social media for the podcast, you can find us at Bad and Boozy Pod on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. And shout out to our new followers, because I feel like we're getting new followers every day. And not just them hair accounts either, like real people.
No, we've been getting like one of the guys runs a beer travelers account. And he's been like reposting our stuff to his stories and stuff.
We appreciate that.
It's been like, hey, how you doing?
Hi, how you doing? We appreciate you. Thank you for sharing a word. For us individually, if you like me, the sound of my voice, if you are a Patreon subscriber and you like the way I look and you want to get more of me, feel free to follow me at Fab Fresh and Fly on Instagram and Twitter. No, you may not have my Facebook unless you know me in real life. If you know my government name, send me a friend request so I could kindly decline it. D'Asia, where can they? Oh, and on Delectable, I'm on there too. So if you want to see what I've been drinking, what I've been reviewing, how I feel about things, feel free to go ahead and check out my delectable Fab Fresh and Fly. Deasia, where can they find you?
You can find me on Twitter at Brains and Buns. That's the letter N on Twitter and Instagram and Delectable, all the same name. I got plenty of wine reviews up there. I just got my Wink box this week. So
Wink.
I'll have a couple new things. And shout out to Wink because Facebook memories reminded me today that today, a year ago, was when I got my first Wink box.
Shout out to
I just got my box yesterday. I was like, I've been rolling with these bitches for years. So I'm just here to let y'all know that if y'all use that code on L site, it's a good service. I've been using it for the whole year.
It's a great way to get started. It's a great way to share as a gift. So yeah.
I was telling the lady because I picked up my Wink box from a UPS like pickup. And she was like, is that wine? And I was like, yeah. And I'm telling her about it. She was like, oh, I should try that. And I was trying to pull up the app, but the reception in the place was so bad. But she was like, this the name pointing on the box. She was like, I'm going to look it up. And I said, girl, go to the website. You can get the code. I didn't told her. She was like, all right, I'm going to look it. But she was into it. I was like, yeah.
And shout out to the fact that Whole Foods be carrying the wines that Wink sells. So shout out to that.
Shout out to them.
Because I've seen that summer water at Whole Foods.
Yeah, they done got them up in Whole Foods.
There you go.
Other than that, I'm just chilling.
There you go. As far as where you can find the podcast, if you want to share the gospel that is bad and boozy, you can find us on Apple Podcasts, where you can also leave us a glowing 5-star review. We would appreciate that. We are on Stitcher, SoundCloud, Google Play, TuneIn. And I feel like I'm missing something. I almost said LinkedIn, but I know that's not it. I said Google Play. iHeartRadio.
iHeartRadio.
Yeah, so pretty much wherever you can find your finer podcast, there we are. Just go ahead and search Bad and Boozy Podcast, or just Bad and Boozy. I'm sure we will go ahead and pop up. But thank you so much for listening. We appreciate you. We appreciate your support. Shout out to all our day ones.
shout out to all our day ones.
Yeah, man. We appreciate y'all. Shout out to you guys.
Be on the lookout for our anniversary episode.
New episode. Anniversary. Coming soon.
So stay tuned for our Instagram and our social media. So we announcing what we
stay tuned because we are going to be doing something very, very special for you, our listening audience. Because you know what? We hear about you guys being sad that you can't be at our events when we hold them. We are holding an event just for you. Yeah, you. Listening at work, listening in your car, listening at home, you. We're inviting you. We're going to tell you more about that on the next episode of Bad and Boozy Podcast. This has been episode number 46. I don't have a name for it yet. The name shall be revealed when you search for the podcast or when you download it. However, you know what? I just don't have it right now. Maybe because I'm drunk. Maybe because it's 10 o'clock at night, which means it's 1 o'clock at night where Deasia is. So you know what that means. The best wine
is the one you like.
Go to sleep, hoes.
Yeah.